Hi there. The word for today is start a journal of your spiritual journey. In Exodus 24, verse 4, we read, Moses wrote all the words of the Lord, and he rose up early in the morning and built an altar. One of the secrets of Moses' great success in life was this. He spent time each day with God, and he wrote down what God told him. And you should do that too. Here's why. Writing clarifies your thoughts, and it gives you a permanent record to refer back to, and it allows you to measure your progress. We only remember what we record. One of the best-known American missionaries was Jim Elliot, who was a martyr in Ecuador, and he kept a spiritual journal. It makes very interesting reading. Here's part of it. My devotional reading pattern was broken. I have never restored it. Prayer as a single man was difficult. Now it's too hard to get out of bed in the morning. I've made resolutions on this score before now, but not followed them up. Such writings become a mirror that reflects your true spiritual condition, a condition that's easy to forget unless it's staring you in the face each day. Elliot, like all the rest of us, struggled with the spiritual disciplines, but unlike most of us, he kept a written record of his spiritual defeats as well as his spiritual victories. And keeping such a journal will force you to reflect on your heart's true condition. Record your progress, regain your lost momentum, reject your bad habits, and reinforce good habits, and it'll help you to reach your spiritual goals. Do you know any other discipline that offers such benefits? No? Then the word for you today is this: start a journal of your spiritual journey.